our friends braved the weather and they drove all the way from Lancaster County here because there's a big program that those in Lancaster County should, they want to encourage you, let's say that, to sign up to learn more about how the county operates. So we have Sydney Fields. She's a marketing specialist for Lancaster County Government. We have Jenna Woods, who is the new director of communications and marketing for Lancaster County. And good morning to you both, ladies.
Good morning.
So I want to brag on Jenna a little bit. Jenna and I worked together for many, many, many years at CN2. And Jenna is now the director of communications and marketing for Lancaster County. And congratulations, friend.
Thanks. I'm very excited to be on board with Lancaster County. I'm a lifelong resident, or I've learned not to say lifelong because I grew up a little bit outside of Lancaster County in Westville, so the middle of nowhere, but I loved it. So Lancaster County adjacent, if you will, but spent most of my time in Lancaster County. So happy to be serving in this capacity.
Wow. Well, you obviously spent many years in front of the microphone on CN2, behind the scenes as well. And so with your role as director of communications and marketing, you'll just, continue to help to market Lancaster County to not only the residents, but the media and beyond.
Yeah. So really, you know, when I say shape the story, I mean, like, really be the voice for Lancaster County and really give Lancaster County a voice. And promoting them and making sure our folks and folks beyond Lancaster County know what's going on, know about all of our events and you know, welcoming people with open arms and making sure that we're transparent and making sure that everything we do, you know, is really citizen and taxpayer focused.
It's so interesting. In today's time, we're bombarded with messages, right? You can get any information that you want, and yet people still feel like, I didn't hear about this.
Right.
I didn't know about this. This was going on.
Especially on social media all the time.
And they're on social media. Yes. So you know that they see stuff. Yes.
All the time.
It's just how their algorithm and their feed works. But to that point, you've got to saturate the market as much as you can, right? You have to do stuff on the radio. You have to do stuff on television. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to send out emails, voice messages, whatever you can to reach people, because they consume information differently. And Lancaster County, like all counties across America, you've got different age of the residents. So you have younger ones that want everything electronic, and you've got older ones that probably want nothing electronic. They probably still want stuff to be mailed to them.
Yes.
Yes, and yes, right?
Yeah. Or coming into, you know, like the admin building, like having them, you know, do it for you. You know, like our treasurer or something, paying their taxes, like, can you do this for me? And so it's okay. We help them out.
Oh, of course. Well, speaking of helping out the residents, there's an opportunity for those in Lancaster County to learn how the county operates. If you're ever curious about, like, why is the county doing this? Why did they pass this? What's going on with this? This is an opportunity to take a behind-the-scenes tour about how the county operates. It's called Civics 101. And Jenna, kind of walk us through what this program is all about.
Right. So this is a 11-week course. We say there's 10 actual classes, but it spans over 11 weeks. The 11 weeks is your graduation. But it's really a way for our citizens to become engaged and interactive and really learn about what happens behind the scenes with their Lancaster County government. So everything from how the county budget is created to how a 911 call is, and you know, how we take it and how we, you know, send the right responders out, to our coroner talks, our treasurer talks. And every week there's a different sort of theme, and a lot of them are fun. Sydney has done a great job to come up with fun themes and names for them. So, for example, our second session is called The Good, the Lawful, and the Judgy. But then that I know.
So that is with the sheriff's office, the clerk of court, and the magistrate court. So it kind of all just plays in together. We wanted it to be like something more than just like the law and order kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We wanted it to be fun. Like, we have another one for fleet maintenance, roads and bridges, and recycling and stuff like that. It's they see me rolling. So
it's cute.
That's pretty
something
good.
Something tying to, you know, what we're talking about. We wanted to make it kind of catchy and fun. So
that's really cute.
Well, it's very catchy, and people will remember it, right?
Yes, exactly.
They might say, like, oh, we're learning about roads, but, you know, they keep me rolling. It's play on a popular song. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's good. That's smart, actually. And you might reach more people that way.
Yes.
They see
or
that.
Or different age demographic. Yeah. Right. Yes. Right. As well.
So this program is absolutely free. All you have to do is sign up online. We have a couple different posts on social media, and we also have, you can go to the website and sign up there. And it's free. It's 10 weeks, so you are committing your time, or it's 11 weeks rather, but you are committing your time. But it makes what happens behind the scenes more accessible. And that's what we want to be. We want to be transparent and really educate our taxpayers and our citizens on what goes on and have them involved, because they are. We are serving them. We are, in fact, serving them. So we want to make sure that we're transparent and they know what's going on throughout our entire, the departments of our county. You know, like we said, from 911 communications to fleet to our recycling centers, because everybody, whether you interact with it daily, you're going to interact with it at some point being a Lancaster County citizen.
Right. Is this the first time that y'all have ever offered this program? What does that look like?
This is the third
year. It's either the third or fourth year, because when I came in, this is my second time doing it. So I would say 3 years we've been doing it.
Okay. And so it's 11 weeks. And what's the timing of the day? What's the time commitment there for participants?
So we try to do it every Tuesday, and there's some schedules where we have it on a Thursday, but it starts at 6 p.m. And they are actually at different areas throughout the county. So like the first one is at our administration building in Lancaster. We have some at the Indian Land Rec Center, some at our new fleet building right there on 521. So they're throughout. So you also not only get to learn about the county, you get to learn about some of the areas and the buildings that you may not, you know, would have gone to otherwise.
And, you know, we talk about this a lot, especially with Dennis, that, you know, Lancaster is so vast. It's a lot of square miles per county. And so, I would think that there's places that you live that are more rural that might not get into Indian Land and vice versa. So what a great opportunity for those folks to really be able to see, you know, not only the county, but maybe even different people and different faces and see what it takes to make all of that happen. And to really appreciate, too. I mean, I know when we were reporters that Lancaster, like I would be like, this is all still Lancaster County? Like, this is a lot. This is a lot of space. So that is, you know, that's a pro and, you know, maybe a challenge sometimes as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sydney, the folks that have done the class in previous years, what has been the reaction? And I can imagine, once they've learned more about the county, they're probably more willing maybe to serve on boards and commissions.
So we've actually, the last year, the first one that I attended, we had actually a lot of people from like Chamber of Commerce come and join. We had some, or just people who are joined to the chamber in general. And then there were some people on boards and commissions that attended as well. And then they passed it along to their friends or family, whatever. And they suggested, you know, you should take this. You should learn more about the government. It'll really benefit you and move you forward. And I think this year we hope to grow it a little more. You know, it starts next week, but I think it has had a really great impression on people in the county.
I know here in Rock Hill, they do Inside Rock Hill, very similar concept. Lancaster, York County does something similar as well. And the goal is just what you all have said, not only just to let folks know, hey, this is what's going on, especially the budget. You know, why doesn't this organization get this amount of money? But they do. You learn how that process works, but you also run into if you have a situation as a county resident, who to go to, and without trying to navigate it all by yourself, you can be like, oh, I remember we did the Civics 101 class and I remember talking to so-and-so. Let me start with them and then they can point me. So you're already just fast forwarding a lot of just wait time just to get your issue solved or your questions to your answers, which is pretty cool. Is there a certain age for this program? Like what?
No, so we always say like adults. So it's, you know, adult education as far as like, I have an 8-year-old and so I would not bring her, but it's exciting. It's not saying it's boring, but it's definitely for our adults in Lancaster County, our voters, our taxpayers who are, you know, who this is really, you know, it's affecting all of our citizens, but who it's truly like, you know, my 8-year-old's not going to pay taxes. It's, you know, for adults. And it does start next week on the 12th is our first class. And you can sign up until the 11th, you know, the 11th hour, if you will. you know, and we're super excited to kick it off this year. And we really hope people are able to attend. We have several people already signed up. So we are just excited to really get out and have people, you know, come see the behind the scenes and really see how your tax dollars are being used, because that's very important. You know, I always say I like to see where my money goes. So people can truly get an inside look at that. So
it's called Lancaster County Civics 101 class. Go ahead and sign up today. Application deadline, as I just mentioned, is August the 11th. The course dates August the 12th through October the 14th. All this information can be found on the Lancaster County government's website. There's a big tab that's called Civics 101. Applications now open. You click on that and let your fingers do the typing. Jenna, great catching up with you. Congratulations in your new role.
Thank you.
Looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, no problem.
Sydney, we look forward to working with you as well.
Thank you. Nice to have you here.